This is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Brian Weber on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to the final hour of the program. Only have to put up with me for 60 more minutes. Jim enjoying just one day off. Back with you tomorrow. I'm going to try to make the most of it. Most of the damage has been done. So let's see what you can contribute at 1-800-636-8686. I've been doing my best to diminish the old school monologues. I have a lot to say as a fill-in host, but this is your program. So if you're on the line at 1-800-636-8686, stay there. We'll get to more of your calls in 10 minutes. You can also slide in via email, romanhaveatake.com. Tweet at me. It's BW Weber. Weber with two B's coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Just one guest per hour is the standard blueprint. Hour number one, we took you around the NFL with Will Brinson from CBSSports.com. Just had a really good baseball conversation with Rob Dibble coming up in 40 minutes. In addition to the NBA talk I'm about to tackle, we will focus on the NBA heading into the All-Star break with Steve Kuyler from BasketballInsiders.com. Who am I? Why am I yelling? Why am I in Jim's chair? My name is Brian Weber. I work for TuneIn. When I'm not here, TuneIn is the world's leading audio network streaming service that has just about anything you're looking for in the world of audio. Your everything audio app, go-to destination, along with radio.com. In 15 minutes, because Adam Hawk is responsible for me filling in, at the same time, I feel like the executive producer of this program is undermining me. I'm going to give you the backstory. How that man went from effectively my intern, I'm sure we gave him a better title, probably not making any money if I'm thinking about the right job. At one point, I slammed the door in his face, he says. I believe I just allowed the door to close organically. And now he's running the most powerful show in our industry. I'll tell you why, even if Adam doesn't want to share the origin story like every superhero needs. How he got into radio, it involves having enough money to buy a pizza, and now he can buy and sell me many times over. Plus, sighing for emphasis, LeVar Ball wants to sell you water. That's coming up in 15 minutes. So, getting ready for the show yesterday, in all candor, not a lot of great stuff on TV beyond the golf from Pebble Beach. Hello, friends, on CBS. And man, those are the moments when you think, did I make a series of poor decisions? My parents were right. I probably should have gone to law school. When you see that kind of real estate, but flipping around, as I laid out in hour number two, I'm just not emotionally interested at all in the Winter Olympics. And I'm the generation that gravitated towards the games. Used to be every 4 years. Now it's staggered to get you more of a TV pop. And I just can't connect at all, in part because I am jingoistic on a big word Monday. If the United States is competing, I want us to win, USA, USA. And we're doing just fine, but we don't dominate the winter games the way we do the summer games. Plus, when's the last time you luged? You often hop into a bobsled. I just don't connect to any of these sports. And as I think back on my viewing habits years ago, I watched the Olympics because they were on TV. Now, they're all over the place. If you care about what's going on in the world of toboggans, I'm sure that's streaming right now. But in a 5,000-channel universe, what stands out? Anything connected to the NFL, and in my mind, quality NBA. Because if you think about the Olympics declining, what's happened connected to that in the last 20 years? The NBA has become bigger and bigger, mostly because they have duplicated the NFL playbook. The NBA now dominant virtually year-round. When I was filling in for Jim last summer, we were breaking down games in the summer league. We never cared about that. Those games are on TV. So as the Olympics now are waning, in my view, NBA has never been a better watch. So that's what I was watching yesterday. And you could say I'm unpatriotic. Let the bloggers rip the fill-in guy. Brian Weber doesn't love this country. He was watching LeBron James and company put on a show at Boston. So let's make the move to the NBA. And if you think about how things have come together for the King, a week ago we're talking about the heroics to beat Minnesota on a Wednesday. Thursday, Jim's in this chair going through a series of moves as they blew up a roster that was going nowhere with the intent of getting younger and more athletic. But heading into that game, it was all there for the Celtics. Paul Pierce on hand, getting set to have his number retired. No Isaiah Thomas to diminish the spotlight after he was traded to the Lakers. If you care about stats in the regular season, Boston number one in defense. LeBron banged up first quarter. I'm thinking, okay, tomorrow I'm going to pull an amateur Skip Bayless and try another takedown of LeBron to start the show, and everything changed. So what are the takeaways? It's amazing when you have fellas who want to be on the floor as opposed to battered veterans like Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose. I'm not putting Jordan Clarkson in the Hall of Fame, nor Larry Nance or Rodney Hood. But if you watch the game or just look at the stats, undeniably, and I'm not a huge stat guy, but the numbers tell part of the story, the Cavaliers played with much more energy, especially on the defensive end of the floor. And I think this is an indictment of Boston as much as it is a referendum on where the new-look Cavs could be going, because it validates what I've known to be true, and this is not a deep thought. So long as you have LeBron James, you're the best team in that conference. Now, if he migrates west, we'll have that talk next year. But we've seen it repeatedly. And if you're a LeBron basher, what more does he need to do for you? We never talk about him off the court running afoul of the law. Is he a great teammate? Probably not. Does he deserve some accountability for the toxic locker room in Cleveland? Yes, he's the leader, but I think he thrives on a little bit of that chaos. Because when you've been doing it as long as he has, at a high level, 82 of anything is a damn long marathon. So a year ago, when I filled in for Jim in March, I was saying pump the brakes on when the Cavs lost to the Hawks by 28 points. It doesn't matter in my mind what their seeding is. They'll be just fine. This team will have some growing pains, but at least there's a commitment to defense. At least there's a want to. And I think LeBron likes having people that he can push around because he's got to be the focal point of all the attention. Is that the best way to run a business? Probably not, but it certainly has worked. And what's going to change in the East? Are you really buying Toronto? When we chat with Steve Kuyler coming up in 30 minutes, I'm sure he'll remind me of the depth I'm overlooking on the Raptors roster. Kyrie changes everything for Boston. Where was he yesterday? And my concern for Cleveland's going to be when they make it to the NBA Finals, who can you really count on to be their second option? Because to me, Kevin Love will be on that team nothing more than a complimentary talent. It's not like what he was able to do in Minnesota with the versatility. But if you come up with how it played out yesterday in Boston, Cleveland without their quote-unquote second best player, because Kevin Love still banged up, LeBron dinked his knee early on, totally new team, they blew it up, and they blew out the team that many of you are telling me on Twitter, BW Weber, Weber with two Bs, is the team to beat in Boston coming out of the East. All right, I'm trying to be more open to phone calls. It's 1-800-636-8686. So far, you guys have been pretty solid. Let's see what we have in store now with Orion in Waterford, California. You're next on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Dude, Matt, you're so precious. On a pinch, a little fake Vato cheek, son. You do realize you're the worst caller that doesn't sing parodies. Your second-rate local show garbage is just bringing us all down, dude. And you need to take your ass back to the shallow end of the gene pool where you belong, son. You're like a poor man's Fabian, only less interesting, less compelling, with worse takes. Every single time they say, hey, we're going to Matt in L.A., I can hear the entire nation, Canada too, collectively roll their eyes in disgust and disdain. One more thing, Matt. I hope you realize that the Fast and the Furious is not a guide to live your life by, dude. Stop trying to OD on coronas, yo. War goalie fights in the NHL. An unworthy association, chalk.
And that was that. I thought there was going to be a Paul Walker reset in there and Adam Hawk was going to lose his mind. And because I'm a narcissist, I thought Orion just forgot my name because I've already been called Bill once. I thought we'd go, Matty, what's going on, Matt? But clearly that was clone on clone crime. There's got to be a spinoff coming here on the CBS Sports Network, right? If you think about, since we're playing the hits, the lineage of All in the Family begot the Jeffersons, Good Times, Maude, and now I've killed the show. The clones have to have their own shoulder program coming up, at least on CBSSports.com. Let's see if we can do better now with Ken in Texas. Hey, Kenny, you're in the jungle with Brian Weber. What's up?
I appreciate you taking my call. First time caller, anyway. First off, in regards to these Cavs, as far as them making the finals, like you said before, pump the brakes on that. It's way too early for that to even be happening. Let's see what happens during the rest of the season. Secondly, as far as Golden State making the finals, I say there's one team that could have a say as far as that's concerned. I've got to go with my Rockets. And finally, I have a little question for you, a wrestling question, that is. Tonight on Raw is supposed to be a big fatal four-way for the final spot in the chamber between Apollo Crews, Finn Balor, Woken Matt Hardy, and Bray Wyatt. I'm interested to see who you take. I'm out.
You want me to break it down? Ken made it. Do we have any music for congratulations? Just the consolation prize, because I'm also getting a lot of, hey, you remind me of a game show host on Twitter. Folks, I view that as a compliment. If you're as cheesy as I am, you got to go with it. The problem is Michael Strahan has taken every job in our industry. Mike, to quote Wall Street, how many boats can you water ski behind? How much more money does he need? Throw me a bone. We'll do Card Sharks, the remake, 2018. Sale of the century. I'll be a modern Jim Perry. Ken, well done. You got through your call. He wasn't reading, was he? And that's the beauty now of the simulcast. You get the sense of how some of us are trying to be organic, but it is radio, and there are notes around us as well. But Ken, professional tip. Rehearse, rehearse, rehearse. Shorten the script. No big words. And I know I've opened the door to just a little bit of wrestling talk, but I'm not Conrad Thompson, and we're not doing 4 hours with Bruce Pritchard on The Undertaker, 1996, 97, 98. Now, if I am invited back, I might reach out to Conrad, because as an audiophile, that thing, it's a wrestling podcast, 4 hours, and I'm listening because clearly I need to get a life. I also have to have clock discipline. Coming up in 25 minutes, we take you round, not the association, the NBA with Steve Kuyler from BasketballInsiders.com. Before we're done at the top of the hour, we'll wrap up our countdown of the best three clone phone calls in this new simulcast era. If you've not been with us, and at some point you're going to have to make a decision, gym or career, I say quit your job. Hour number one, we brought you our third best call, in my view, Vic and NoCal. Last hour was Rick in Buffalo. Who is going to be number one? Find out before we say goodbye. Top of the hour. Coming up, what's the bigger farce? LeVar Ball selling water or Adam Hawk becoming a bigger star than yours truly? Answer on the way. It's Brian Weber in for Jim Rome. You're in the jungle on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Brian Weber back with you in for Jim Rome. You're in the jungle on a Monday, CBS Sports Radio. Jim, enjoying one day off. Back with you tomorrow, rest of the week. 1-800-636-8686. Still time for you to squeeze in a phone call. Emails, RomanAvatake.com. Hit me up on Twitter. It's BW Weber, Weber with two B's. And that gets us to our huge tweet brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com. D-Rod in the 925 writes, when did Jim turn into that dad from the movie Little Giants? I believe this will be another shot at the host filling in for Jim in terms of appearance. I'm just going to play along. If we're going to do the pantheon of great sports movies, Little Giants does not help me out much. Okay. You know, you get up early in the morning. You spend 12 hours crafting hot takes. You fight traffic here in Southern California, and that's the reward. Thank you for helping us out here inside the jungle. Coming up in just over 15 minutes, we take you around the NBA with Steve Kuyler from BasketballInsiders.com. Impressive showing by the new-look Cavs yesterday on the road in Boston. How much should we buy them moving forward? Plus, All-Star break coming up. Forget about the details of the slam dunk contest. Is anybody going to touch the Warriors? Not only second half of the regular season, but more importantly, when we get to the postseason. You've heard the expression, and I'm demonstrating it by my ability to talk my way back into this chair. There is a sucker born every minute. Well, the great LeVar Ball trying to move that up to a sucker born every second. Because the dude who wants you to buy his lousy sneakers for the low, low price of $500 now wants you to buy his water, not just any kind of water, water from Lithuania, where he's exiled his two teenage sons to try to make money off of them. So let me be clear. Since we're talking NBA coming up with Steve Kuyler, I have no issue with Lonzo Ball. I think he's overhyped, but it's his ability to maximize what the Lakers have given him. I think wasting the number two overall pick financially. Look, Lonzo, make every dollar you can because I don't think he's going to be a star in this league. But it was understandable why the Lakers thought he was worth the number two overall pick. Local product. He certainly brought energy to UCLA, although when I was filling in for Jim throughout March Madness, we talked about what Kentucky did to the Bruins in the NCAA tournament, and that's what I think we've seen from Lonzo so far. He can't guard anybody. He certainly can't shoot, and I know years ago Jamal Wilkes had a funky shot. At least it went in. I'm not a shot doctor. I'm not talking mechanics. The kid can't shoot. That's a pretty big liability when you can't defend anybody. And stop telling me he's Jason Kidd. I saw Kidd play in high school when I was doing local TV in San Francisco throughout the Bay Area. I saw him play his 1 year at Cal. Jason Kidd was transcendent even as a rookie. Lonzo Ball's a nice player. He's never going to be a star, but it's not his fault. His father's out of control. My parents are nuts. That's why I left them a long time ago. But they're not trying to sell water, and they're not listening to sports talk radio, hopefully. They could be flipping around on the simulcast. Clearly, you can trust LeVar Ball, because he's not just going to be filling up those bottles with tap water from Europe. Why wouldn't you trust a man who asked you to shell out $500 for sneakers getting crushed by the Better Business Bureau? The same guy who's taking shots of the Lakers, at their head coach Luke Walton, at UCLA after his kid could have created an international incident in China. Then the father of the year took those two kids to Lithuania so they can play against a bunch of 30-year-old Euros smoking cigarettes on the bench. But apparently, somebody's buying these shoes, watching those games on Facebook, and getting ready to be hydrated thanks to LeVar Ball. And when we think of hydration on this show, there's one man who gets involved. If he's listening, he should put on his headphones. It's the executive producer of the program, Adam Hawk, who I believe I've just woken up, as he has only 30 more minutes to deal with a fill-in host. Adam, did you make it through another dry January with no booze?
I did, yeah. I did another dryuary, made it from the 1st to the 31st. It was challenging because we were in Minnesota. It was freezing out there. There was nothing to do except to drink, but I abstained until the 1st of February.
Will you be pulling a LeVar Ball and selling your own branded water of which you can get a tattoo to endorse?
Yes. It's called Aquafina, which a listener came up with, and I would like to properly attribute that, but I just can't remember because it was last year.
Okay. And what's the selling price for Aquafina?
Free. Water should be free so people can have it for free.
Okay. Thank you for the hippie approach. This is capitalism, all right? Jim has monetized this show better than anybody in our industry. You got to find an angle like Mr. Bull.
Yeah. I don't have an angle. I'm just going to give the water away
okay,
for free.
No, and that's okay, where I'm going to push back. I think you have a lot of angles. So let the audience know, the first time we met, you tell this story, and I think it's an urban legend. 5 years ago, I was coming off a great run at NFL Network. Yeah, I lasted longer than the first John Paul, that Pope who didn't have a great run at the Vatican, but I enjoyed my time. I'm leaving a radio station. You're coming in. You claim that Effectively, I shut the door in your face.
We used to work at a radio station together where the back door was the way that we all got in because the front door didn't work. The back door needed to be propped open because it automatically locked. You were coming out. I didn't really know you. I was in the parking lot looking shady because it was 2010 and I looked shady at the time, smoking cigarettes, probably hanging out, not looking like a guy that worked there. We had never met. You were leaving. You had a briefcase in one hand and that was all. And as the door was closing behind you, I said, hey, man, can you hold that door for me real quick? Hold on. I can't get in. And you look at both hands. One is empty. One has a briefcase. You're like, sorry, man, hands are full. And then the door closed and locked behind me, and I was locked out of work for the day.
Now, I believe I probably said something closer to you snooze, you lose, right? I wasn't that generous.
Sorry, man, my hands are full. The door closed, and then you got in your Beamer, which was the most typical move ever. I was like, oh, it's a BMW guy that just let the door close on me. Awesome.
Did I follow up with, do you know who I am?
No, that came the second time that you said, hey, have you ever watched the NFL Network?
Okay. In our remaining minutes, because no man waits for Rich Ackerman with another update coming up. Does the audience know your origin story?
Kind of.
How this all started with a pizza. You bought your way into this industry spending $12.
Well, actually, the guy bought the pizza. I delivered it. The guy was at Sporting News Radio. He purchased a pizza from Ocean Park Pizza, which is in Santa Monica where I worked. I delivered it. He came down. He had a University of Washington Huskies debit card. And I said, whoa, that's cool. You're a Dogs fan. He goes, yeah, not just that. I went there and I work here at Sporting News Radio. And I said, oh, that's cool. I want to get into radio. And he said, awesome. Why don't you give me $80 a week? I'll come over to your house. I'll have you DVR baseball games. You can do play-by-play on mute, and then I'll grade it. And you just give me $80. And I said, that sounds awesome. I just got to town. I was like, this is great. I just met a broadcast professional who's going to teach me. So he came over and just inhaled Wendy's on my couch while I called daytime baseball games on the MLB Network into a tape recorder. And then the grand scheme was, we're going to go to high schools together and do play-by-play out in the parking lot and then go sell that tape to the parents because they want to hear play-by-play of their high school kids.
Then it all started with a pizza.
Yeah, and none of that worked out. The way it helped my career is that I called my dad and said, hey, this guy's charging me $80 to do play-by-play. And he said, why don't you stop giving that guy money and just go get a job somewhere?
Welcome to show business. And now you're running the best show in our business. Final question, and I say this with respect. When did you pull the full Baba Booey? When did you become a caricature of yourself? I've known you for a long time. This is who you are to a degree. But where do you go from here? Do you light your junk on fire? Do you jump off the top of the building? I don't feel like you have much room to grow anymore.
Well, thank you for that vote of confidence, Brian. I appreciate that. This is me, dude. Cat tattoos, mustaches, drinking water, walking 10Ks. This is me, Brian. People change, okay? Don't put me in a box. I don't know. Whatever's next, we'll figure it out. Radio is one giant fun bit, and the bit continues, Brian.
A Bula base, if you will. Well, thank you again for letting me come in and destroy the
you
show.
Bet. But no, you're doing a great job.
You know, it's killing me. For the man who would not hold open a door for you 5 years ago, now I have to suck up to you repeatedly just to get a shot at filling in for Jim Rome.
They say never burn a bridge in radio because one day you'll have to walk back over that bridge.
Oh, I napalmed it.
And for us, I rebuilt it.
I blew that sucker up, and now you are the full Delabate. The great Adam Hawk, who will be selling water to you. Follow him on Twitter at I am Adam Hawk or something like that. Google him. Probably has more followers than me, too, as my confidence is destroyed. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to wrap up the program talking more NBA with Steve Kyler from BasketballInsiders.com. How much you buy in the new look Cavs moving forward. Plus, we're going to bring you the best call of the new simulcast era as we wrap up the countdown. But first, it's time for a sports update. Brian Weber back with you in for Jim. Enjoying a vacation day. The King of the Jungle returns tomorrow. Final segment, a lot of business to attend to. Let's wrap it up with Gusto, take you around the NBA with a great friend of any program I'm hosting. It's Steve Kyler, BasketballInsiders.com. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. Let's start with what went down yesterday in Boston. Celtics, number one in the league in defense. Cavs missing Kevin Love, who's still banged up. Revamped team from Cleveland, pounded Boston. What'd you take away from that game?
Sure, it's fun to play with guys you actually want to play with, isn't it? They played like a team that wanted to be together. And I think if you rewind back to the last three Cleveland Cavaliers games prior to the trade deadline, that wasn't the case. That was not the body language of a team that seemed like they wanted to be together. And I think you see why Coby Altman and the Cavaliers decided to blow it up, because it really wasn't working. And I think you're starting to see maybe it can work pretty spectacularly. They were really good yesterday.
Steve, was it also an indictment of Boston? What happened to them on the defensive end of the floor?
Well, I think that, you know, look, the NBA is driven on game film. There wasn't a lot of game film of how they were going to play and how they were going to use these guys. It was different looks than I think a lot of them were used to seeing. And also, I think you saw a lot of guys with a lot more bounce on one side of the floor and some guys that didn't have a lot of bounce on the other. And, you know, that's always a tough thing. We've seen this in kind of emotional games, too. I think, you know, the emotion of the Paul Pierce stuff probably weighed into it. We've seen it on championship night where the championship team just comes out a little bit flat. I think sometimes when you make the circus, you set yourself up to lose.
Talking NBA with Steve Kyler. Check out the website. It's outstandingbasketballinsiders.com. Steve, since the Cavs felt the need to blow up their team last week, how much responsibility does LeBron deserve for what felt like from a distance to be a toxic locker room in Cleveland?
Well, a little bit. I mean, look, LeBron has always been a difficult person to play with because he is so smart in terms of the basketball IQ. He is very demanding of his teammates. There is a certain style of play that you've got to play if you've got LeBron James. And I think that's a cautionary tale for teams that hope he'll jump to them, you know, in the summer, that, look, you've got to build everything you do around LeBron. And I think that what you saw in the last iteration was not only to be the complimentary player, and I think if you think back to how it looked in Miami that first go when they put the super team together, it was rough. It's hard to figure out how to do it. And when you've got more complimentary players, it gets a little bit easier, and I think it's easier for LeBron to be that alpha male leader with these guys than maybe guys like Derrick Rose, who won an MVP, or guys like Dwayne Wade, who's your best friend, or, you know, guys like Isaiah Thomas, who is very opinionated about the way you should play. It's a little difficult when you've got those kind of relationships and those personalities. I think it's easier when it's young guys, and I think we've seen this. You know, Mario Chalmers just run through the list of guys, Tristan Thompson, that LeBron has turned into really good players because he can bark at them the way that maybe he needs to in order to be as good as he wants to be.
Steve Kyler, BasketballInsiders.com, is our guest on CBS Sports Radio. Brian Weber in for Jim Rome. You are typically the voice of reason. Am I overreacting to one game to say what I saw yesterday was validation of what I believed for a long time? As long as the Cavs have LeBron, I don't care about seeding, they're always the team to beat in the East.
And they are, and I think you can see it from last year. You know, they should have been at home court. It didn't matter. You know, that he's that good. I think the team can be that good. Look, I also think there's something to be said about a team that has been to the NBA Finals as many times as they have. How much are you going to get up for game 54 of the regular season? You just don't. You know, when it says playoffs on the floor, LeBron becomes a different player. I think his teammates become different. But also, you're not traveling every other day. You've got the chance to zone in on one team. Pace of play slows down a little bit. So all of those things line up to what makes LeBron great is in controlled basketball. He's one of the best that I think we've seen play. You know, in the rinse-repeat basketball, I don't think he's as good as some of the young guys.
Steve, let's go around the league. Pistons had that nice run after picking up Blake Griffin. How much noise can they make this year in the East?
You know, I think it'll be interesting to see what they look like when Reggie Jackson comes back. They're talking about maybe early March. He's starting to do some stuff on the court, still not moving and cutting. When they get a real penetrating, attacking point guard in the game, and then more importantly, if Blake Griffin can stay healthy, they become very scary because you've seen it in spurts that they can play this two-man game with Blake Griffin as playmaker that, you know, almost no one in the league can stop. And when you think about so many teams going away from big men, you know, they can just punish you down low. Now, the math says this, you know, 40% from three is better than 55% from two. So if you're going to play two-point basketball, you got to get your field goal percentage well up over 55%, being in the 60%. That's a tough thing to do. And then when you factor that Andre Drummond isn't a very good free-throw shooter, you know, how's it going to change when you start to, you know, really drill in on him and make him beat you at the foul line? But look, they were going nowhere fast. That team was losing. They'd been together for about 16 months. You know, really wasn't working. So this looks better than anything they've had. But boy, they've paid a lot of money and owe a lot of money to keep this team together, and they're not even a favorite to make the playoffs at this point.
Talking hoops with Steve Kyler, BasketballInsiders.com. Steve, history tells us there's a learning curve connected to postseason success. You got to pick it up step by step over the years. That said, given their skill set and young athletic talent, how far can the Bucks go this year, led by the Greek Freak?
It's interesting. You know, the problem for them is they've never been able to really keep all of their guys on the floor. It's been either or with Chris Middleton and Jabari Parker. The fact that you've got both of them, you see that that's really good. I like the pace of play under Jason Kidd. They were not as up and down as they've been under Joe Prunty. I think that they're playing a lot more loose, which plays to their strengths. I think they're a little underrated in how good they can be defensively, especially because of their length. I think Jabari Parker will help them in that department as well. You know, I like the addition of Tyler Zeller. You know, they're a sneaky good team, and I think they're going to get home court. And I think that means you've got to go win a game in Milwaukee, and that place has been tough to play in.
Talking NBA, getting you set for All-Star Weekend coming up here in Southern California with Steve Kyler, BasketballInsiders.com. Steve, let's move to the West. Thunder dealing with some injuries, but overall, have their big three started to figure it out?
A little bit, and I think this is the same thing that we were talking about with the Cleveland Cavaliers. When you put three really good players together, it does take some time. And when you look at how, I'm just going to say, bad they were in November, but, you know, as they started to get into December and January, you know, they were way up above the 500 mark. They were just not seeing it in the win-loss column because of how bad they were in November. But you're seeing they can play with just about anybody. They've, you know, taking care of the Warriors. That's got to be a scary matchup when you talk about maybe, you know, first round, second round matchup. You know, they match up really well that way. They've played some good teams well. Their challenge is they're not very consistent offensively. They've been very good defensively, which is maybe counterintuitive to a Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, Russell Westbrook team, but they've been very good defensively. When they really get their offense clicking, they're hard to even compete with, let alone beat.
We're all guessing, but you have an informed opinion. It's going to be a huge topic throughout All-Star Weekend. What do you think Paul George is playing next season?
You know, the all indicators are that I think he's going to stay in Oklahoma City, but I think it's going to be about the outcome of the season, very much like LeBron James. I think if the Thunder are really competitive and can get into the discussion for conference finals or really competing well, they had to decimate their roster to make that team happen. So another summer where they can go in and get those complimentary veterans to come in around them, maybe there's a reason to stay. And look, L.A.'s not going anywhere. So I could see Paul George doing what Kevin Durant did and do a 1-1 and see if it really is as good as I think it is. And if not, he did the thing he needed to do, and he'll move on in 19. I think the same is probably true of LeBron. If they're playing in the conference finals, if they're in the NBA finals and competing, you know, are you really going to leave for a team that's not a competitor? We'll see, but I think, you know, all indicators are, especially around the trade deadline, that Paul George seems a whole lot more interested in Oklahoma City than I think anybody in L.A. wants to hear.
Let's wrap it up with the premier teams in the West. Let's say the seedings hold up. It's Houston, Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. How well do the Rockets match up against Golden State? Who's going to check Kevin Durant?
Yeah, that's the real big question. You know, I like Trevor Ariza in that role. I certainly like Clint Capella in terms of being able to defend at the rim. You know, the fact that they're getting Brendan Wright, who is a really underrated all-around big who can do a lot of things for them, and then picking up Joe Johnson, they bring back Bobby Brown. That team is really loaded, and while Joe Johnson isn't a guy who's going to be super all-star level Joe, if you forget about him, he can hang 30 on you. He's not going to do it every night or every three nights, but in game five of the playoffs when you need a balance, he's the guy who can do that. And then you talk about just how good Chris Paul could be in that matchup. And then if James Harden has an off night, which was the case last year, he had an off night, the team came apart. I don't think they're so dependent on James to be successful, and they're certainly built to compete.
Steve, great information as always. Thanks for joining us again here on CBS Sports Radio.
Anytime, B. You be well.
Steve Kyler, BasketballInsiders.com. Time now to answer your Ask the Pros question, where you, the clones, get to submit a question at cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We got Ben in Little Rock. Brian, you talked earlier about Hawk starting radio. How did you get your start in radio? Ben, I made a terrible decision. Sophomore year of college, on my way to the library, I saw the radio station. I thought, I know sports. I have hot takes. I'm the only one at Stanford who wanted to be Marv Albert. And now you know the rest of the story, although this is the real hair. Finally, time for the huge call. It's a new year, and if you're a contractor, builder, or remodeler, Starting the year off right means checking out my friends at Lumber Liquidators Pro Services Teams, LO Pro Plus. They're pros at taking care of pros. They're the only call you need to make for your professional flooring needs. Get your flooring experts on your team today, LL Pro Plus. Let's wrap it up with our countdown now being completed. Top three calls of the new era, simulcast. Vic and NoCal was number three. Number two, Rick and Buffalo. Number one, the return of Brad and Corona.
I do love the TV show, though. My favorite part so far is I now get to actually see your sports update guys when you go to them. Thank God we got a special camera for Rich Ackerman, Andrew Bogish, and whoever else they can pull in off the street to read 30 seconds of sports highlights every half an hour. Jim, do me a favor. Watch Ackerman next time you go to him. The dude sits 4 inches away from a 40-inch monitor, and I'm 99% sure he's just pulling up Yahoo headlines and reading whatever pops up on that screen in front of his big face. Hey, Rich, quick pro tip for you. Don't accidentally read the Yahoo-sponsored ads when Jim throws it to you. Sports Flash. I'm Rich Ackerman. Bankers hate him for this one simple trick. Oops, wait, 12 celebrities who still look hot in bikinis. Wait, oh my God, my internet's frozen, Jim. Back to you. Hey, Ackerman, Bogish, pay attention. I know you're both out there listening right now, and you're both probably thinking the exact same thing. You're thinking, hey, does my car qualify for Uber? And the truth is, guys, I'm not sure. I don't know what kind of cars you're rolling in these days, but I'm guessing maybe. Maybe you could both squeak into, like, Uber X driving status. Hey, maybe you guys can both schlep packages for Amazon. From the sounds of the call Jim took earlier from that delivery driver, they apparently have zero qualification standards. You can pull 180s, slip and slide all over the road, drop off some packages, and call the Jim Rome Show in between your sports updates. So it's a win, 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 guys. Hey, Jimmy, do you have time here at the end of my call for a quick ATP?
Oh, you know I do, Brad. You know I do.
Thanks, dude. I don't want to be like I Afraidy yesterday and overstay my welcome by 3 minutes and an entire song. So real quick, you had a guy in the studio Tuesday. I noticed that you were wearing an earpiece, and he was wearing headphones. And my ATP question, Jim, is, do you have a bigger pair of headphones for your guests than the ones that guy wore on Tuesday? And I guess my concern is that this year when Leffen Laguna comes stomping into the studio during his annual smack-off call, that whatever that guy wore on Tuesday won't be able to properly cover what Leff's got going on up top with his ears, Jim. There's no way those things are going to fit him. He'll have, like, ear cleavage spilling out over the side of the headphones. It's not going to be a good scene. All right, that's my ATP, Jimmy. I'll hang up now and take your answer off the ears. I mean air. I'll take your answer off the air, Jim, not the ears.
Now I'm done.
And that's why Brad and Corona is a three-time smack-off champion. We can squeeze in one more tweet. Here's Chris and KC. Has anybody seen Uncle Joey from Full House recently? I found him on CBS Sports Network filling in for Jim Rome. That might be the closest thing to a kind assessment, although if you use a product or two, you can have a different color hair if you so choose, because high def is unforgiving. Want to thank our guests, Steve Kyler, BasketballInsiders.com, took you across the NBA, talked NFL offseason with Will Brinson from CBSSports.com. Who says I don't talk baseball? Got you set for spring training with the nasty boy, Rob Dibble, the best in the business. As always, thanks to you, the clones. I am here to be a punching bag, and hopefully I gave you plenty of opportunities to take as many shots as you needed to. You can keep it going on Twitter. It is BW Weber, Weber with two B's. And want to thank the people that matter. Most importantly, Jim Rome for allowing me to sit in once more. Adam, Alvin, Austin, the rest of this talented and hardworking production team. TV folks, sensational. Thanks for making me look decent at best. Jim is back with you tomorrow. Have a great day. Keep it locked. CBS Sports Radio.